I just wanted to refute what? Your claim that
you're gonna refute it. Okay, go ahead.
It's not a language or a code. I mean, I have a
is
source.
Is it a molecule?
Here. Well, so is ink on a piece of paper, right? Ink is molecules, paper is molecules, but if it has a message, right, then it's a language, right? If it conveys a message, then it is a language. It's right. Would you agree with that?
Do languages exist?
Yes, languages. They're language is real. Is it? Does it exist in the physical realm? Like, can we like measure language? Like we measure like photons or something like that. I don't think so, but it does exist nevertheless, just like consciousness exists.
Okay. Sorry about that. So languages exist. I would agree, but where do they exist?
Yeah, they exist in, I guess, in the mind.
Right, in the mind. So I wouldn't say that they are real things, right? So you can call the ink on paper information, but that's just that concept. It only exists as information in our minds. It is just ink on paper.
So let me give you like an analogy, right? If I, or if someone like creates like a software program, right? And it interfaces with the hardware, right? There's an encoder and a decoder, right? The hardware decodes it, the coding of the software, right?
I don't know how computers work, but I'll take your word for it.
Would you say that is like there's an encoder and decoder in that situation?
Yes, there's a process where electrons flow from one place to another and some switches get flipped and things happen. Yes.
Right. So my contention is that is derivative only of an intelligent mind. Someone had to put that information there, the encoding different information and the decoding mechanism. Someone had to do that, right? We don't see in the natural world of something like that happening, like, you know, coming about by naturalistic processes.
Computers, no. Molecules, yes. Molecules that transmit hereditary information from one cell to another, sure, we see that in nature. There's nothing.
Okay, so the DNA code, right, is very, very similar to like computer codes, right?
I don't think it's remotely similar at all. It's actually other than a mental convention.
Oh my goodness! No, that's you're just really wrong here. This is false information. You're peddling false information on TikTok. So let me correct.
I just have a different opinion than you do about it.
I'm going by facts. I don't care about
opinion. Yeah, you were about to say it's not an opinion, but okay.
Okay, so I will say this. Code is defined as the rules of communication between an encoder, you know, like a writer or speaker, and a decoder, a reader or listener, using agreed upon symbols, right? So going by that definition, right, DNA is a literal code. Now, I'm going to quote to you Hubert Yockey, who is the author of the book called Information Theory, Evolution, and the Origin of Life. This was published by Cambridge University, right? And he's not even like a creationist. So you can't say, oh, this is, you know, he's a
creationist. Wait, hold on. When was it peer reviewed? I'm curious.
When was it peer reviewed? I don't know if it was peer reviewed.
But he is peer reviewed.
Isn't he an expert in bioinformatics.
Jamal.
Yes.
Isn't that important if it's peer reviewed or not?
Not always. I don't think so.
No. It is foundational to whether or not it's
foundational.
Absolutely.
I mean, it might just be the guy's opinion, so I mean, like, whatever. But what's Hubert Yaqui's opinion? I mean, I'm sure I've heard angels say it before, but go ahead.
Yeah. So it reads here, quoting from his book, it says, well, let me just summarize what it has here. So, like, the book, which is written by Hubert Yaqui, the foremost living specialist in bioinformatics, he demonstrated that the coding process in DNA is identical to the coding process and mathematical definitions used in electrical engineering. And, you know, this is not even, like, subjective. And I quote, information, transcription, translation, code, redundancy, synonymous, messenger, editing, and proofreading are all appropriate terms in biology. They take their meaning from information theory, Shannon, and are not synonyms, metaphors, or analogies, end quote. So he's saying that the DNA code, it's not like some kind of like metaphor or an analogy. He's saying that it's literally a code, right? And
yes, but
and this is not even like debatable. Yes.
You could say that for literally any chemical transformation. The like when you burn methane, it creates carbon dioxide and water vapor. So and that's like predictable and knowable based on the
bond
energies contained in oxygen and methane and all this other kind of stuff. So I could just say, yeah, that's also a code, right? Which means that literally everything is just a code, and if everything is, then it's nothing special.
No, that's
also by the way, Jamal, there's literally an entire scientific article that I even covered. It's called DNA is a Language. There's the abstract from it from like 1997. Well,
yeah, that's what I've been saying. Thank
Jamal,
you for like
Jamal, stop
for backing up what
stop,
I'm saying.
Stop.
No, I'm
oh,
not
you,
backing
you,
up.
Oh, you bought up, you bought says, up a
No. The title of the article, right, is DNA a Language with a question mark.
That's oh, okay. Statement. I just said DNA is a language.
Yeah, we could read the whole abstract if you want to and even access my institution to get it, but it loses just by the abstract that no, like the computer simulations and biological approach that no, it is not definitely
no, it actually
not even
is.
Remotely close. There's no linguistic connections to DNA.
Jamal,
okay, so
stop.
Okay, why did you bring
stop
up a third person? Do you need this much
stop
backup?
Stop
because I've been told that they're an expert in this field.
Yes,
I am
so
literally
means...
a computational biologist. Genetics
okay, so what do you think about Hubert Yaqui? What do you think about Hubert Yaqui?
Let her
stop.
Talk.
Stop, Jamal. I'm literally an expert in this area.
Yeah. Okay.
First, DNA is not a code, as in the sense of programming code. Let's begin for the simplest thing. It's redundant. DNA and RNA are redundant.
Oh.
Programming code are not.
Did you know that in information theory,
second,
redundancy
it's
also
time,
exists?
It's time for you to open your ears and close your mouth and learn. Okay? Second, there's more to information in life than just DNA and RNA. In fact, when we are dealing with the evolution of certain types of cells, we deal in omics. And if you ever study this area, you will understand what omics are. Genetics and genomics, meaning that you have genetics, you have epigenetics, you have transcriptomics, you have proteomics, you have metabolomics, you have several different levels of information that all of that interact with each other. And your analogy of the computer is if your hardware was able to alter its own software, which is it's impossible. Your hardware on your personal computer is unable to alter its own software. When we're talking about life, when we're talking about living organisms, the hardware in your analogy constantly alters the software.
Okay, before you continue on with your monologue,
dude, it wasn't a monologue.
State,
what do you mean? What do you mean?
Okay,
What is the
And
monologue?
sorry for coming up.
Hold on.
So, so, sorry.
All, nearly all languages, and
I'm not
hold on.
talking
I'll let you talk.
to
I'll let you talk. Hold on. Hold on. Nearly all languages have error correction or redundancy, right?
No.
So the DNA code
No.
has error
No,
correction.
no,
Like how who
no.
programmed that
No,
into the DNA code? Yes, yes.
no.
Yes, even the
No.
English language
No,
is
no, no,
about
no, 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 no,
50%
no, no, no,
redundant, which means
no, no.
okay,
They,
Jamal,
oh,
so
wait,
you've said something false, so just address that.
you were trying to compare DNA to programming languages. Programming languages are not redundant because if they were
Yes, it
redundant,
is.
software developers would have had hard time to ever code anything. They're direct. If you write something in a programming language, it's expected to run as the software developer has run it. When
Okay.
you have genetic code, it can run on a myriad of
Okay.
ways
Can
because it has a
I
myriad
respond?
of
Can I
things that it
respond?
will interact
I
with.
don't have all day, okay? And you sound your tone is very, very like condescending, just to let you know. But
Jamal, come
you
on,
say
brother,
things
come
that
on,
are
brother.
false. And
Okay,
this is
so
a scientist that
what do you
knows this
mean?
stuff. You're
What
some
science? What
guy.
what's
She's a
this person?
scientist's
She's a
name?
computational biologist. What do you mean?
Oh, what can I see your
Paleo,
credentials?
let's make just a little verification. Paleo, have you read one of my papers? Yes,
A
you have.
little bit of it, not too much of it, so I'm kind of like.
Yeah, but basically Paleo has read one of my papers. I have quite a bit of them.
Yeah, so DNA has
Jamal,
extensive redundancy. Well, can I?
Can you have
Okay,
some humility?
can I talk without you interrupting me? You're very rude.
Okay, but
Okay, why don't
let's
you put
kind of
yourself
have
on mute? Just hush.
You interrupted her too. What are you
And now
talking
I was
about?
talking, and then she
Jamal,
just rudely interrupted me. No. Okay,
let's keep it
so
simple. Let's
listen.
keep it simple. If you have a problem in plumbing in your house,
Okay, here's what we're gonna do. Jamal, for 1 minute, you are gonna speak completely uninterrupted, and then everything that you say during that minute will be addressed in the next minute by silico biology. So, Jamal, go right ahead. You can speak for a minute and say whatever you want.
Yeah, so DNA has extensive redundancy and error correction mechanisms to prevent mutation, noise, and information entropy, right? That is indicative of an intelligent design, right? Like, where do these mechanisms come from? Like, you think it came about by unintelligent naturalistic processes? No. If you believe that, then I have a bridge to sell to you, all right? And again, I reference Hubert Yockey. He believes, right, that this the DNA code is very, very identical to Shannon's information
You
theory.
have 10 seconds.
Man, time goes by fast. So he's not saying that DNA code is like a metaphor or an analogy, as you guys are trying to put it. Like, you guys are trying to like reduce it to just like, oh, it's just molecules. No, it's an actual
It
code.
is literally just
No,
molecules.
it's more than that.
Okay. Silico, go ahead whenever you want.
As you fail to understand, Jamal, there is more than just the genome involved in the creation of a cell. You have the genome, then you have all of the molecules that exist on top of the genome that control the genome called epigenetics. And from those epigenetics, you also have control mechanisms on RNA, which can either become mRNA and then generate proteins, or can become also control mechanisms of the genome. And that those mRNAs will in turn develop into proteins that can even themselves control the genome. And all of the metabolism of the cell can control all of this that you've heard about. So you have that several different levels of information that interact on several different ways. When
How
I
much?
talk about redundancy, do not talk over me. When I talk about redundancy, I talk about systems that exist within this information system that are redundant. You have situations where, for no reason whatsoever, in certain organisms, you have 19 different copies of the same genome for no reason whatsoever.
Okay, that
There's
was
only.
basically.
Now, let me respond
No,
to
that was a minute. So, Jamal, I want to respond to
Wait,
what you
wait,
said.
hold. Okay, go ahead.
So, your entire, you spent basically the entire minute I gave you giving us an argument from incredulity. DNA couldn't have been made in any way other than an intelligent designer. Why? Because it couldn't have formed naturally. Therefore, an intelligent designer made it. Like, you haven't given us any evidence. You
Yeah,
just told
so
us, I don't
sure.
know, and you don't know how it could have happened
Hold
naturally.
on.
Therefore, the God I believe in did it.
Yeah. So the DNA code, right, is its own communication system, right?
Do you realize, Jamal, that
Oh my goodness.
there is far beyond DNA? That there are
I can't even.
whole organisms that depend just on RNA,
Okay, let me
for example.
respond. Let me respond to the host, right? So the host keeps trying to like reduce it to just like molecules. It's like, oh, it's just molecules. It's just following the
It
laws of
is
physics.
just
No,
molecules.
hold
Yeah.
on, hold on. No, there's something. There's a higher like. There's more layers to it. It's a language.
Like
It's a
what?
code, right? Just like when you write down
Where is
a
the
message
code?
on a piece of paper,
Okay,
right? You can say it's just molecules, it's just ink, it's just
let's make
paper,
a
right?
simple
But no,
test. Jamal, Jamal,
there's a
let's make
higher.
a simple
Oh my
test.
goodness, can
I
I need to address this.
Can I just make a
Oh
simple
no,
test to
hold
Jamal?
on, let me finish. Let
Let's
me
make
there's three versus
let's
one. Hold on, let me finish. Okay, so like the bits and the bytes on your hard drive,
Dude, I was literally quiet the
don't
entire time. Huh?
they don't like know anything. It's just bits and it's just they simply obeying the laws of physics, right? It's purely like a electromechanical process,
Yeah, there you go. You got it.
but they still have to be programmed to do what they do. Computer programs don't
No.
No,
emerge
they don't.
naturally, right? They
No,
are
they obey the
designed.
laws of
The
physics.
information on your computer cannot be reduced to many pounds of magnetic material or silicon
You
or
do
whatever,
realize
right?
that in laboratory.
Similarly, yeah. Oh my goodness.
Jamal,
Can I
do you do
finish?
realize that in laboratory, researchers such as me can are able to control and interfere with the neurons that people have in their brains?
So what's your point? How is this relevant to what I was talking about?
You are saying that they have to be programmed, so
Yes,
that's mean that I'm
yes.
God? That's mean that I'm God? That I'm able to program those neurons? I'm able to
Wait,
shift their
what?
program by will at will.
Change what program?
I'm able to shift that neurological program and making people doing involuntary movements at my own will. So, am I God in
At
your
your
scheme?
own.
We've also put electrodes in
That
cockroach
doesn't.
brains, and we can steer them like they're RC cars. Proving
Sure.
th this proves that the
Okay.
programming or whatever is
Yeah, but.
merely physical. There's no spooky woo-woo nonsense required for any of this.
And if people are scared,
Okay, now we're getting
what
to
we've
like
done, it's not dangerous.
the
Jamal,
question of like free will
Jamal,
now.
I
We're
got to talk to you.
changing subjects here.
Jamal, no, I'm staying on topic because this is directed to what you said. You keep calling the DNA code and that there's
It is a
something
code.
there other than the DNA. Okay, so I have these two things, right? This thing is on the left of this thing. Do you agree?
Sure.
Is left a thing? Is there such a thing as left?
To you, yeah.
Okay, could you get me some?
Get you some laps? No.
Exactly. Can you get me some code?
Can I get, well, depending on like what do you mean by code? Like, do you want like a code for Microsoft Word? Do you
No,
want
I don't want you to get me some.
do you
I
want the
don't want you to get me the numbers that tell Microsoft Word how to work. I want you to get me some code in the same way you would get me some left. I can describe that this is to the left of this. There's no such thing as left.
So you're
It's not
saying
something. There's no
so are you
left
saying
here. There
okay, so are
is
you
no left
saying
here,
all
and there's
right,
no
wait.
code in the DNA. The DNA
It actually
exists.
is a
And we
code.
have a
Wait.
mental convention that allows
So wait
us
a
to
minute.
describe
So wait a minute.
DNA in
So wait a
those
minute.
terms, but there is no actual code. That's not a thing
So
that's there.
when someone says like a computer code, are you saying that the computer code they don't know what they're talking about? Computer codes don't exist? What Like, what are you
It's an
saying?
idea that exists in our minds and not something other than that.
And DNA is not computer code.
It
Not
is
even
a
close.
code, because there's an
It's
encoder
not
and a
even
decoder.
close. It's not
It's
even
okay.
close.
All right. You guys act like you guys are the expert, but let me show you something really quickly.
I didn't act, I
Jamal,
studied for it.
DNA is a molecule and it undergoes chemical transformations interacting with other molecules. That happens literally all the time in nature.
This is direct. This is like a direct comparison to communication systems and electrical engineering and DNA communication system, right? So there's the information source, transmitter, signal, noise source, receive signal, receiver, and destination, right? The DNA code is very, very similar, and this is
No, it isn't.
yes, it is, because there's a
No, it
message
isn't.
in the DNA alphabet, the DNA tape, right? The nuclear
No, it
RNA
isn't.
polymerase, right? And then there's the encoding, right? The D DNA alphabet to mRNA alphabet, the transcription. We call that transcription in biology, right?
Oh,
Okay, hold on.
Kazusan, can you
And there's
please
a channel
mute?
from the mRNA to message in the mRNA alphabet. And there's also noise, right?
Seriously,
We
dude.
call that like mutations, right? Or genetic noise, right? But then there's the mRNA message, right? And then
How
there's
old is?
decoding. What? Wait a
Yeah,
minute.
okay, great,
There's
Jamal.
transcription,
Literally every single
translation in the DNA,
can you please mute him for a
Hold
bit?
on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on,
Can you
right?
please mute
So
him for a
this is
bit?
all
Because
self-contained, right?
I'm
There's
losing my
translation,
patience.
transcription in the DNA information system, right? It's its own self-contained system. There's an encoding, decoding mechanism which within the system, right? And you're
Yes,
telling me that this
and
came
every
about.
step of that is accomplished by molecules undergoing chemical reactions. No miracle happens at any one of these steps, and there's no reason to assume a miracle was required to get the process to happen in the first place. But anyways, Silico, go ahead.
I'm going to be fairly objective. Jamal, what age is the biology book you are reading from?
I was quoting Hubert Yockey's Information Theory, Evolution and Origin of Life.
What age? What year is it from?
2005.
Okay, you are entering realm before next generation sequencing, and before we have been able to consistently sequencing basically the genome, the epigenome, the transcriptome, and all of these different levels of information within several cells after NGS was developed. You are falling literally into a trap, thinking that biologists think that the central dogma of biology is a thing that exists and doesn't exist beyond it. First, all of these different levels of information that I've been talking about, and I'm going to ask you to enumerate all of these levels of information that I've been talking about, all of them talk with each other. So I've talked about more than one level of information, Jamal. So tell me which levels of information have I talked about several times during this conversation?
Jamal, you said you don't have very much time. How much time do you have?
Okay, well, I'm gonna get going because she's like dominating the discussion here. She's like very long-winded, but thank
Well,
you
she
for
knows
having
more
me on.
than any of us do, so she has the ability to
Was...
speak on it.
No, she's
Yeah.
spewing a bunch of nonsense, but
Bunch of nonsense.
you guys have a good
You
day.
have
Please
no
do.
ability you have no ability to discern what is or isn't nonsense because you don't understand this field.
I
You
understand.
know,
I
I've
know.
fully ignorant.
To
been
know that what
working
she's
in
talking
this field
about
for
is a bunch of
13 years
gibberish.
already.
A bunch of gibberish.
Your
Wait, hold Jamal.
inability to understand it is not
I
an
know. I
argument
understand what
against
she's
it.
saying, but what she's saying
You
is just
called
a
it
bunch of
gibberish. You clearly
nonsense. Yeah,
didn't
Jamal, let me kind of
understand it.
decipher what you what you're saying, right? You're saying it's a bunch of gibberish. Well, what you're actually saying is, well, here's this science. I know fuck all about it, so I'm just gonna say, well, it's all nonsense. There you go. I deciphered it for you. I decoded it for you. There you go. I decoded it. There you go.
So why is
at
it?
the end you're just
So,
gonna
wait a
say
minute.
Herder intelligent designer, which isn't a sophisticated technical argument against anything.
I mean, I think it's very reasonable and rational to
It's very
conclude.
reasonable and
Oh
rational
my goodness.
for you to have some
You
humility and admit that you
are
don't know.
very rude. You have no manners. I don't care
You are very
what school
rude.
you
Got no
went to. You have
manners.
no manners at all. Like, seriously.
No manners.
Have a
So
good
rude.
day. Y'all need Jesus.
And they
You
say
need
that.
Jesus.
They say that. And they say.
Yeah.